Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا الله
Prayer has tremendous values and benefits, and it possesses countless secrets, obedience, and wisdoms. And since some Muslims have started nowadays to neglect it, either because of ignoring its value or distracted from its reward, therefore, we find some of them postponing it from its due time, or being late because they are occupied by futile conversations or a fruitless activity. There are even some who have prayed for years without seeing any fruits for their salat and their connection with Allah, not asking themselves, not even one day while being among the praying ones, why has his prayer not achieved him any success in spite of the abundance of these connections, or why his prayer has not ordered him to do good or made him avoid evil, and maybe it even has not changed his attitudes after a decade or longer. Huthfa said, verily a man would have his hair and beard grayed in Islam, being a Muslim all his life, without one single prayer being accepted from him, either because he ignores the rules of ablution and prays in an impure state, or he does not complete his salat by not perfecting his ruku, inclination, and sujood, prostration, and therefore his salat is not valid, and he is like the one who builds on water. The greatest reward is for those who perfect their salat, including its ablution, and who follow the guidance of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, because salat and du'a, supplication, are sufficient to straighten the human being, with the permission of Allah. Scholars of Islam used to say to whoever complained to them from a disease to revise his prayer, and if somebody complains from sadness, a spouse or his sins, they would say to him to revise his prayers. That is why Allah has glorified it with value and importance, in order for people to understand the secrets and wisdom it contains, and establish it in the most perfect manner. And here are some of the fruits and benefits of salat. 1. Among the fruits of salat is the fact that it is the best act of worship, and there is no other act that brings us closer to Allah more preferable than it. Allah says in the Qudsi Hadith, my servant has not performed an act to bring him closer to me which is more beloved to me than what I have ordered him to do. Narrated al-Bukhari. 2. Among the fruits of salat is that it makes us avoid sins. Allah says, indeed, prayer prohibits immorality and wrongdoing. Al-Ankabut 29 hours 45 minutes. 3. Among the fruits of salat is that it erases evil deeds. And Allah has not mentioned any other action in particular that erases sins as it is the case of salat. Allah says, and establish prayer at the two ends of the day and at the approach of the night. Indeed, good deeds do away with misdeeds. That is a reminder for those who remember. Hud 11-114. 4. Among the fruits of salat is that it keeps physical diseases away. We have known so many ill people which medical drugs have failed to cure them, and when they dedicated themselves to salat their diseases were cured and Allah healed their ailments, especially salat al-layl, the night prayer. 5. Among the fruits of salat is that it is one of the greatest reasons behind the elevation of ranks. The Messenger of Allah said, "You do not prostrate a single time before Allah, except He raises your rank." Narrated Muslim. 6. Among the fruits of Salat is that mercies descend on the servant and he is surrounded by angels as long as he is in prayer until he leaves it. 7. Among the fruits of Salat is the fact that whoever enters hellfire from among the believers, it will not touch the spots of prayer, especially those from praying people. This is not found in the rest of actions. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, justifies this by saying, "Allah has made it unlawful for hellfire to consume the spots on which the son of Adam prostrate." This is found in Sahih al-Bukhari under the chapter of the virtue of sujood. 8. Among the fruits of Salat is that it is the reason for inducing sujood on the day of resurrection when believers are distinguished from hypocrites. Since those who prostrate to Allah in this worldly Salat, applied themselves to it and performed it both yearning and fearing, will prostrate to Allah on the day of resurrection, and those who did not do it here will not do it there. This is pointed at when Allah says, "The day the shin will be uncovered and they are invited to prostration, but the disbelievers will not be able." Al-Kalam 68 hours 42 minutes. 9. And among the fruit of Salat is that it refreshes body and soul, for it is the greatest source of daily vitality. It could not be otherwise, since it is the link between the Creator and the created, 5 times every day and night. Therefore, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Salat has been made the delight of my eyes." Narrated by Nisa'i and edited by Al-Albani. 10. Among the fruits of Salat is that it is sustenance for hearts and spirits, since they are in such a dire need for the descent of mercies. Just as a body needs its nourishment, the soul also needs its own. And naturally, once both of them have digested their food, they always will need a renewal of their fuel. Thus Allah has made the 5 prayers nourishment for the soul's portion throughout day and night. 11. And among the fruits of Salat is that it brings livelihoods, in the sense that if a servant observes it and applies himself to it, Allah will provide him from where he least expects it. Allah says, "And enjoin prayer upon your family and people, and be steadfast therein. We ask you not for provision, we provide for you, and the best outcome is for those of righteousness." Taha 20-132. 12. And among the fruits and the praiseworthy consequences of Salat is that it is light for the believers both in this life and the hereafter. As for this life, it is the light for hearts and faces, and once Allah enlightens a heart, no adversity shall harm it whatsoever. Allah says, "Their mark is on their faces from the trace of prostration." Al-Fath 13. And among the fruits of prayer is that it gets rid of ill hard-heartedness, as Allah has saved nobody from being affected by these diseases, which are eyeing at times of calamities and stinginess at times of prosperity, except the ones who pray. Since Allah said, "Indeed, mankind was created anxious," 19, when evil touches him, impatient, and when good touches him, withholding of it, except the observers of prayer, Al-Ma'arij, 19:22. 14. Among the fruits of prayer is the fact that Allah has ordered His servants to haste to it and seek support in it with their mundane matters, not specifying any other source of support except it, since it is the greatest helper in the achievement of the benefits of both this world and the hereafter, and it keeps both their harms at bay. Allah says, "O you who have believed, seek help through patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with the patient." Al-Baqarah 2-153. 15. Among the fruits of prayer, especially Fajr, dawn, prayer, is being secured by Allah. Whoever prays it in a gathering will be under Allah's security, covenant and care. Therefore, no calamity can harm him, because Salat averts from filth and immorality. Allah's Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Whoever prays Fajr prayer will be under Allah's protection, so that Allah shall not ask him for any of his covenants." Narrated by Muslim. 16. And among the fruits of Salat is that it perpetuates the mention of Allah. He, Allah, says, "And establish prayer for my remembrance." Ta'at 20:14. 17. And among the fruits of Salat is the fact that Allah magnifies its reward, and he has ordered us and those before us to establish it. They are five obligatory prayers, equivalent to 50 in terms of reward. Allah said in the Hadith of Isra, the night journey, it is five, being 50, and my command shall not be changed. Narrated Muslim. As-salamu alaykum. The Hakdawa Group.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the Worlds, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Owner of the Day of Judgment. Thee alone we worship. Thee alone we ask for help. Show us the straight path, not the path of those who earn thine anger, nor of those who go astray. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Alif, Lam, Mim. This is the scripture, whereof there is no doubt, a guidance unto those who ward off evil, who believe in the unseen, and establish worship, and spend of that we have bestowed upon them, and who believe in that which is revealed unto thee, Muhammad, and that which was revealed before thee, and are certain of the hereafter. These depend on guidance from their Lord. These are the successful. As for the disbelievers, whether thou warn them or thou warn them not, it is all one for them. They believe not. Allah hath sealed their hearing and their hearts, and on their eyes there is a covering. Theirs will be an awful doom. And of mankind are some who say, we believe in Allah and the last day, when they believe not. They think to beguile Allah and those who believe, and they beguile none save themselves, but they perceive not. In their hearts is a disease, and Allah increaseth their disease. A painful doom is theirs, because they lie. And when it is said unto them, make not mischief in the earth, they say, we are peacemakers only. Are not they indeed the mischief makers? But they perceive not. And when it is said unto them, believe as the people believe, they say, shall we believe as the foolish believe? Are not they indeed the foolish, but they know not? And when they fall in with those who believe, they say, we believe. But when they go apart to their devils, they declare, lo, we are with you. Verily we did but mock. Allah himself doth mock them, leaving them to wander blindly on in their contumacy. These are they who purchase error at the price of guidance, so their commerce doth not prosper, neither are they guided. Their likeness is as the likeness of one who kindleth fire, and when it sheddeth its light around him, Allah taketh away their light, and leaveth them in darkness, where they cannot see. Deaf, dumb, and blind, and they return not. Or like a rainstorm from the sky, wherein is darkness, thunder, and the flash of lightning. They thrust their fingers in their ears by reason of the thunderclaps, for fear of death. Allah encompasseth the disbelievers. The lightning almost snatcheth away their sight from them. As often as it flasheth forth for them, they walk therein. And when it darkeneth against them, they stand still. If Allah willed, He could destroy their hearing and their sight. Lo, Allah is able to do all things. O mankind, worship your Lord, who hath created you and those before you, so that ye may ward off evil. Who hath appointed the earth a resting place for you, and the sky a canopy, and causeth water to pour down from the sky, thereby producing fruits as food for you? And do not set up rivals to Allah when ye know better. And if ye are in doubt concerning that which we reveal unto our slave, Muhammad, then produce a surah of the like thereof, and call your witnesses beside Allah if ye are truthful. And if ye do it not, and ye can never do it, then guard yourselves against the fire prepared for disbelievers, whose fuel is of men and stones. And give glad tidings, O Muhammad, unto those who believe and do good works, that theirs are gardens underneath which rivers flow, as often as they are regaled with food of the fruit thereof, they say, "This is what was given us aforetime, and it is given to them in resemblance. There for them are pure companions. There forever they abide." Lo, Allah disdaineth not to coin the similitude even of a gnat. Those who believe know that it is the truth from their Lord. But those who disbelieve say, "What doth Allah wish to teach by such a similitude? He misleadeth many thereby, and he guideth many thereby, and he misleadeth thereby only miscreants." Those who break the covenant of Allah after ratifying it, and sever that which Allah ordered to be joined, and who make mischief in the earth, those are they who are the losers. How disbelieve ye in Allah, when ye were dead and he gave life to you? Then he will give you death, then life again, and then unto him ye will return. He it is who created for you all that is in the earth. Then turned he to the heaven and fashioned it as seven heavens, and he is knower of all things. And when thy Lord said unto the angels, "Lo, I am about to place a viceroy on the earth," they said, "Wilt thou place therein one who will do harm therein and will shed blood, while we hymn thy praise and sanctify thee?" He said, "Surely I know that which ye know not." And he taught Adam all the names, then showed them to the angels, saying, "Inform me of the names of these, if ye are truthful." They said, "Be glorified. We have no knowledge saving that which thou hast taught us. Lo, thou, only thou, art the knower, the wise." He said, "O Adam, inform them of their names." And when he had informed them of their names, he said, "Did I not tell you that I know the secret of the heavens and the earth? And I know that which ye disclose and which ye hide?" And when we said unto the angels, "Prostrate yourselves before Adam," they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He demurred through pride, and so became a disbeliever. And we said, "O Adam, dwell thou and thy wife in the garden, and eat ye freely of the fruits thereof, where ye will. But come not nigh this tree, lest ye become wrongdoers. But Satan caused them to deflect therefrom, and expelled them from the happy state in which they were. And we said, Fall down, one of you a foe unto the other. There shall be for you on earth a habitation, and provision for a time. Then Adam received from his Lord words of revelation, and he relented toward him. Lo, he is the relenting, the merciful. We said, Go down, all of you, from hence, but verily there cometh unto you from me a guidance. And whoso followeth my guidance, there shall no fear come upon them, neither shall they grieve. But they who disbelieve and deny our revelations, such are rightful owners of the fire. They will abide therein. O children of Israel, remember my favor wherewith I favored you, and fulfill your part of the covenant. I shall fulfill my part of the covenant, and fear me, and believe in that which I reveal, confirming that which ye possess already of the Scripture, and be not first to disbelieve therein, and part not with my revelations for a trifling price, and keep your duty unto me. Confound not truth with falsehood, nor knowingly conceal the truth. Establish worship, pay the poor due, and bow your heads with those who bow in worship. Enjoin ye righteousness upon mankind, while ye yourselves forget to practice it? And ye are readers of the Scripture. Have ye then no sense? Seek help in patience and prayer, and truly it is hard save for the humble-minded, who know that they will have to meet their Lord, and that unto him they are returning. O children of Israel, remember my favor, wherewith I favored you, and how I preferred you to all creatures. And guard yourselves against a day when no soul will in aught avail another, nor will intercession be accepted from it, nor will compensation be received from it, nor will they be helped. And remember when we did deliver you from Pharaoh's folk, who were afflicting you with dreadful torment, slaying your sons and sparing your women. That was a tremendous trial from your Lord. And when we brought you through the sea and rescued you and drowned the folk of Pharaoh in your sight, and when we did appoint for Moses 40 nights of solitude, and then ye chose the calf, when he had gone from you and were wrongdoers, then, even after that, we pardoned you, in order that ye might give thanks. And when we gave unto Moses the Scripture and the criterion of right and wrong, that ye might be led aright, and when Moses said unto his people, O my people, ye have wronged yourselves by your choosing of the calf for worship, so turn in penitence to your Creator, and kill the guilty yourselves. That will be best for you with your Creator, and he will relent toward you. Lo, he is the relenting, the merciful. And when ye said, O Moses, we will not believe in thee till we see Allah plainly, and even while ye gazed, the lightning seized you. Then we revived you, after your extinction, that ye might give thanks. And we caused the white cloud to overshadow you, and sent down on you the manna and the quails, saying, Eat of the good things wherewith we have provided you. They wronged us not, but they did wrong themselves. And when we said, Go into this township, and eat freely of that which is therein, and enter the gate prostrate, and say, Repentance, we will forgive you your sins, and will increase reward for the right doers. But those who did wrong changed the word which had been told them for another, saying, And we sent down upon the evildoers wrath from heaven for their evil doing. And when Moses asked for water for his people, we said, Smite with thy staff the rock. And there gushed out therefrom 12 springs, so that each tribe knew their drinking place. Eat and drink of that which Allah hath provided, and do not act corruptly, making mischief in the earth. And when ye said, O Moses, we are weary of one kind of food, so call upon thy Lord for us, that he bring forth for us of that which the earth groweth, of its herbs, and its cucumbers, and its corn, and its lentils, and its onions. He said, Would ye exchange that which is higher for that which is lower? Go down to settled country. Thus ye shall get that which ye demand. And humiliation and wretchedness were stamped upon them, and they were visited with wrath from Allah. That was because they disbelieved in Allah's revelations and slew the prophets wrongfully. That was for their disobedience and transgression. Lo, those who believe in that which is revealed unto thee, Muhammad, and those who are Jews and Christians and Sabians, whoever believeth in Allah and the last day and doth right, surely their reward is with their Lord, and there shall no fear come upon them, neither shall they grieve. And remember, O children of Israel, when we made a covenant with you, and caused the mount to tower above you, saying, Hold fast that which we have given you, and remember that which is therein, that ye may ward off evil, then even after that ye turned away. And if it had not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy, ye had been among the losers. And ye know of those of you who broke the Sabbath, how we said unto them, Be ye apes, despised and hated. And we made it an example to their own and to succeeding generations, and an admonition to the God-fearing. And when Moses said unto his people, Lo, Allah commandeth you that ye sacrifice a cow, they said, Dost thou make game of us? He answered, Allah forbid that I should be among the foolish. They said, Pray for us unto thy Lord, that he make clear to us what cow she is. Moses answered, Lo, he saith, Verily she is a cow neither with calf nor immature. She is between the two conditions. So do that which ye are commanded. They said, Pray for us unto thy Lord, that he make clear to us of what color she is. Moses answered, Lo, he saith, Verily she is a yellow cow. Bright is her color, gladdening beholders. They said, Pray for us unto thy Lord, that he make clear to us what cow she is. Lo, cows are much alike to us. And lo, if Allah wills, we may be led aright. Moses answered, Lo, he saith, Verily, she is a cow unyoked. She ploweth not the soil, nor watereth the tilth, whole and without mark. They said, Now thou bringest the truth. So they sacrificed her, though almost they did not. And remember when ye slew a man and disagreed concerning it, and Allah brought forth that which ye were hiding. And we said, Smite him with some of it. Thus Allah bringeth the dead to life, and showeth you his portents, so that ye may understand. Then, even after that, your hearts were hardened, and became as rocks, or worse than rocks, for hardness. For indeed there are rocks from out which rivers gush, and indeed there are rocks which split asunder, so that water floweth from them. And indeed there are rocks which fall down for the fear of Allah. Allah is not unaware of what ye do. Have ye any hope that they will be true to you when a party of them used to listen to the word of Allah, then used to change it after they had understood it knowingly? And when they fall in with those who believe, they say, We believe. But when they go apart one with another, they say, Prate ye to them of that which Allah hath disclosed to you, that they may contend with you before your Lord concerning it. Have ye then no sense? Are they then unaware that Allah knoweth that which they keep hidden and that which they proclaim? Among them are unlettered folk who know the scripture not, except from hearsay. They but guess. Therefore, woe be unto those who write the scripture with their hands and then say, This is from Allah, that they may purchase a small gain therewith. Woe unto them for that their hands have written, and woe unto them for that they earn thereby. And they say, The fire of punishment will not touch us, save for a certain number of days. Say, Have ye received a covenant from Allah? Truly Allah will not break his covenant. Or tell ye concerning Allah that which ye know not? Nay, but whosoever hath done evil, and his sin surroundeth him, such are rightful owners of the fire. They will abide therein. And those who believe and do good works, such are rightful owners of the garden. They will abide therein. And remember, when we made a covenant with the children of Israel, saying, Worship none save Allah only, and be good to parents, and to kindred, and to orphans, and the needy, and speak kindly to mankind, and establish worship, and pay the poor due. Then, after that, ye slid back, save a few of you, being averse. And when we made with you a covenant, saying, Shed not the blood of your people, nor turn a party of your people out of your dwellings. Then ye ratified our covenant, and ye were witnesses thereto. Yet ye it is who slay each other, and drive out a party of your people from their homes, supporting one another against them by sin and transgression. And if they came to you as captives, ye would ransom them, whereas their expulsion was itself unlawful for you. Believe ye in part of the scripture, and disbelieve ye in part thereof? And what is the reward of those who do so, save ignominy in the life of the world, and on the day of resurrection they will be consigned to the most grievous doom, for Allah is not unaware of what ye do. Such are those who buy the life of the world at the price of the hereafter. Their punishment will not be lightened, neither will they have support. And verily we gave unto Moses the scripture, and we caused a train of messengers to follow after him, and we gave unto Jesus, son of Mary, clear proofs of Allah's sovereignty, and we supported him with the Holy Spirit. Is it ever so that when there cometh unto you a messenger from Allah, with that which ye yourselves desire not, ye grow arrogant, and some ye disbelieve, and some ye slay? And when they say, our hearts are hardened, nay, but Allah hath cursed them for their unbelief, little is that which they believe. And when there cometh unto them a scripture from Allah, confirming that in their possession, though before that they were asking for a signal triumph over those who disbelieved, and when there cometh unto them that which they know to be the truth, they disbelieve therein. The curse of Allah is on disbelievers. Evil is that for which they sell their souls, that they should disbelieve in that which Allah hath revealed, grudging that Allah should reveal of his bounty unto whom he will of his bondmen. They have incurred anger upon anger. For disbelievers is a shameful doom. And when it is said unto them, believe in that which Allah hath revealed, they say, we believe in that which was revealed unto us. And they disbelieve in that which cometh after it, though it is the truth confirming that which they possess. Say unto them, O Muhammad, why then slew ye the prophets of Allah aforetime, if ye are indeed believers? And Moses came unto you with clear proofs of Allah's sovereignty, yet while he was away, ye chose the calf for worship, and ye were wrongdoers. And when we made with you a covenant, and caused the mount to tower before you, saying, hold fast by that which we have given you, and hear our word, they said, we hear and we rebel. And worship of the calf was made to sink into their hearts because of their rejection of the covenant. Say unto them, evil is that which your belief enjoineth on you, if ye are believers. Say unto them, if the abode of the hereafter in the providence of Allah is indeed for you alone, and not for others of mankind, as ye pretend, then long for death, for ye must long for death, if ye are truthful. But they will never long for it, because of that which their own hands have sent before them. Allah is aware of evildoers. And thou wilt find them greediest of mankind for life, and greedier than the idolaters. Each one of them would like to be allowed to live 1,000 years, and to live 1,000 years would by no means remove him from the doom. Allah is seer of what they do. Say, O Muhammad, to mankind, who is an enemy to Gabriel? For he it is who hath revealed this scripture to thy heart by Allah's leave, confirming that which was revealed before it, and a guidance and glad tidings to believers. Who is an enemy to Allah? and his angels and his messengers and Gabriel and Michael. Then, lo, Allah himself is an enemy to the disbelievers. Verily, we have revealed unto thee clear tokens, and only miscreants will disbelieve in them. Is it ever so that when ye make a covenant, a party of you set it aside? The truth is, most of them believe not. And when there cometh unto them a messenger from Allah, confirming that which they possess, a party of those who have received the scripture fling the scripture of Allah behind their backs, as if they knew not, and follow that which the devils falsely related against the kingdom of Solomon. Solomon disbelieved not, but the devils disbelieved, teaching mankind magic, and that which was revealed to the two angels in Babel, Harut and Marut. Nor did they, the two angels, teach it to anyone till they had said, "We are only a temptation, therefore disbelieve not in the guidance of Allah." And from these two angels people learn that by which they cause division between man and wife. But they injure thereby no one save by Allah's leave. And they learn that which harmeth them and profiteth them not. And surely they do know that he who trafficketh therein will have no happy portion in the hereafter. And surely evil is the price for which they sell their souls, if they but knew it. And if they had believed and kept from evil, a recompense from Allah would be better, if they only knew. O ye who believe, say not unto the Prophet, "Listen to us," but say, "Look upon us," and be ye listeners. For disbelievers is a painful doom. Neither those who disbelieve among the people of the scripture, nor the idolaters, love that there should be sent down unto you any good thing from your Lord. But Allah chooseth for his mercy whom he will, and Allah is of infinite bounty. Such of our revelations as we abrogate or cause to be forgotten, we bring in place one better, or the like thereof. Knowest thou not that Allah is able to do all things? Knowest thou not that it is Allah, unto whom belongeth the sovereignty of the heavens and earth? And ye have not, beside Allah, any friend or helper? Or would ye question your messenger, as Moses was questioned aforetime? He who chooseth disbelief instead of faith, verily he hath gone astray from a plain road. Many of the people of the scripture long to make you disbelievers after your belief, through envy on their own account, after the truth hath become manifest unto them. Forgive and be indulgent toward them, until Allah give command. Lo, Allah is able to do all things. Establish worship, and pay the poor due, and whatever of good ye send before you for your souls, ye will find it with Allah. Lo, Allah is seer of what ye do. And they say, "None entereth paradise unless he be a Jew or a Christian." These are their own desires. Say, "Bring your proof of what ye state, if ye are truthful." Nay, but whosoever surrendereth his purpose to Allah while doing good, his reward is with his Lord, and there shall no fear come upon them, neither shall they grieve. And the Jews say the Christians follow nothing true. And the Christians say the Jews follow nothing true. Yet both are readers of the Scripture. Even thus speak those who know not. Allah will judge between